Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Into the second day of a Mideast war pause that does seem to be holding, there's some hope for more exchanges later today of prisoners held by Hamas after the October 7th terrorist raid, and from Israel, which is holding Palestinians it accuses of criminality.
24 hostages, including 13 Israelis held by Hamas, crossed to safety. The sights of their faces traveling into Egypt inside Red Cross trucks brought a sigh of relief to some family members.
I just broke down in tears. I had to walk away and let everything go. It was a very exciting moment.
Dori Roberts' cousin, Doron, and her 2 and 4-year-old daughters were among them.
Correspondent Lilia Luciano in Tel Aviv. The first group of former hostages does not include any Americans, but President Biden does expect some later.
Let's continue to be thankful for all the families who are now and those who will soon be brought together again.
As for when American hostages will be released,
we don't know when that will occur, but we're going to be expected to occur. So it's my hope and expectation will be soon.
He said with the pause in fighting, much needed supplies are getting in to help.
More than 200 trucks arrived at the crossing point in Egypt into Gaza today. These trucks carry food and medicine, as well as fuel and cooking gas.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
In Eastern Europe, Ukraine is reporting the biggest Russian drone attack since the start of its invasion and war there. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been stabbed by another inmate at a federal prison in Arizona. He is serving time there for the murder of George Floyd. Black Friday is over, not as big a deal as it used to be, but still a pretty big one. Now the push to support local small businesses.
Analysts expect 55 to 65 million Americans to shop on this holiday weekend. The average family will spend about $700. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says spending some of that money at small businesses makes a big difference for them.
Small Business Saturday is an important kickoff to take the retailers from break even into positive profitability for the entire calendar year.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
On the Dog Health Watch.
A mystery disease sweeping the nation confirmed in Des Moines.
Something is causing the cough, but we don't know what yet.
Des Moines veterinarian Melissa Beyer says she started seeing dogs come in with this illness in late September.
We're looking at quite a bit of inflammation in those lungs.
But when she runs her tests, everything comes back negative, and the medication she's prescribed don't seem to help.
KCCI reporter Pepper Perper on this is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in Marinette are reopening a 37-year-old cold case. The Sheriff's Department is asking for any new leads in the murder of David Hunter. Investigators say he was killed at a makeshift camp in the woods near Niagara in 1987. The Sheriff's Office is not saying why it's reopening the case now. Disability-related complaints with the Federal Department of Transportation are on the rise this year. Kendra Davenport of Easter Seals says airlines can't keep putting off becoming more accessible.
The baby boomers are aging rapidly. More and more of us will be disabled. This is no longer an issue that's pushed off to the corner of the desk. This is front and center.
Advocates want Congress to legislate improvements by 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
It's the last game of the regular season for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers in Minnesota tomorrow. Head coach Luke Fickell.
The thing that when I look at Minnesota offensively in particular, I think the balance that they have and the ability, the quarterback's a good athlete, the quarterback can make every throw. They are committed to the run game, but are pretty dynamic in the throwing game. you know, ask me what leaves you up at night. That's the balance that that keeps me up at night.
Kickoff at 2:30. NFL, the Packers now 5-6 after beating the Lions 29-22 on Thanksgiving. Jordan Love with three touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 125, asked how good were his receivers.
Receivers balled out today, you know. That's that confidence. We just keep building that, and they're going up there and making plays right now, and it's huge.
The Lions have been struggling with turnovers, losing three fumbles to Green Bay. Quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you look at them individually, like the one where I'm throwing the ball, scrambling, I got to take care of the ball better, no doubt.
That's Lions quarterback Jared Goff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 20 overnight, under cloudy skies, west winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 34. Chance of snow tomorrow night, 27. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can always call in or text at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Right now, though, we are going to start off. If you are looking for some unusual gifts, perhaps for someone in your life this holiday season, this is the guy that you want to talk to. Ryan Walther is joining us. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Really excited to have you here. I saw this article in the Cap Times about prank. Your company is called Pranko, which is based in Minneapolis. But before we talk about Pranko, I want to talk about your history with Wisconsin's beloved The Onion.
The only place for news.
Oh, yes. Indeed, the America's finest news source. Oh,
that's right. That's right.
By far.
Yes. Yes, yes, the beacon of truth. It is near and dear to my heart. I was fortunate enough to be an early partner in The Onion way back in the day and sowed my comedic oats, I guess you could say, with The Onion, and did that for, boy, over 23 years, I believe, just when we were just a newspaper in Madison, and was fortunate to be a part of its growth to, I think we did close to 20 markets for the print edition. Clinton deploys vows to Bosnia. That was our first online article. Onion Radio News, Onion News Network, books, New York Times bestselling, Our Dumb Century, merchandise, you name it. Really was part of growing that multimedia empire. So, I think of The Onion every day.
I always imagine what your editorial meetings must have been like, because it's almost like you would have three buckets. We'll have a bucket of animals, we'll have a bucket of food things, and we'll have a bucket of politicians, and throw some things at the wall and see how we can mash this all together.
Right. That's the beauty of The Onion, is the theater of the mind. Anything works. So one of my favorite lines, too, just to kind of put on that, is Dwarf Falls equivalent of 10 stories. Now that is news that no one is reporting.
You know, so, I'm a huge fan. Growing up, I used to run to get the print edition. I mean, anywhere in Waukesha, yes, we could find it. I went to go see Patton Oswalt at the Comedy Club on State 2 weeks ago. And in the front row, he did a little bit of crowd work, and he said, "What's your name?" And I can't remember the gentleman's name. You'll probably know his name. And he goes, "What do you do?" He goes, "I'm a comedy writer." He goes, "Well, who do you work for?" He goes, "I wrote for The Onion." And that for the next like 15 minutes of the show, Patton was just asking him questions. He was,
yeah.
And he goes, would I know any of your headlines? He goes, I wrote, Black Man Asks America for Change.
And yeah. So Obama elected, right. Yep. Seen begging in major cities.
Yeah.
It's a byline on that article. Yeah.
That's how influential is it. Like it stopped Patton Oswalt from doing stand up for like 15 minutes because he was so enamored with this gentleman in the front row.
And that's huge praise. Yeah. That's huge praise. One of my favorite stories, Ryan, and I don't remember the particulars of it, but one of your stories was picked up by an overseas government and presented as fact. It was one of the funniest things that has ever happened.
Yeah, that happened a lot. A lot of free good press. In fact, this is the great thing about The Onion, too, we never spent a dollar on marketing. It was all word of mouth. It was all grassroots. And it became a household name in comedy, you know, around the globe, really.
Yeah.
But that was in reference to the parody of all the stadium owners wanting new stadiums and these, you know, $2 billion stadiums that taxpayers are paying for. But the Senate demanded a new Capitol Dome in D.C. or they were going to move. And it would have been the dome would have been a retractable roof. They would have had dancing waterfalls. A wonderful parody on the stadium deal. And Beijing Times picked it up. The correspondent in D.C. saw The Onion. We had saw the print edition and verbatim picked up the paper and thought it was real. And translated it verbatim, including photos of the retractable dome and the dancing waterfalls, and put it in the Beijing Times and million copies a day that went out to. So that was all over NPR and the news that, you know, the Beijing Times was fooled by The Onion. I still don't think they understood that it wasn't real, but it was great press nonetheless.
Yeah.
Though you guys must have been high-fiving each other all over the place when that happened. What a victory.
It was great. Yeah, indeed. The old tongue-in-cheek style of news delivery. Well, you get a lot of that today anyway, but and the other thing about The Onion too is that next generation, it's kind of what we got into Pranko as well. The Onion's a parody of news, but Pranko, social commentary on news, certainly. And Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. But it's just that younger audience at the time, it was The Daily Show and The Onion, that's where they got a sense of what was going on in this world.
Absolutely.
So we need to bring that back. Let's bring that news back.
I don't disagree with you.
That's how. So maybe someday, right?
Right. Yeah. Ryan Walther is our guest. He is one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's own The Onion, and now he is one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko. So, Ryan, tell us about Pranko's offerings.
So, I'm a empty box baron. So, what we do is sell empty boxes, these boxes are full of entertainment. I like to liken it as an entertainment vessel. Way back in the day, my co-founder in Pranko, Eric Nordby, came to The Onion, actually, with this idea of an empty box that had what would be like a bogus-looking product on it from an inventor and or a clueless company. And it always told the line of, is this a real product?
Oh, we just lost him.
We'll wait for him to come back.
We will wait for him to come back.
Yeah. I'm on my cell phone here.
Okay.
Yeah, there we are. Anyway, he came to us with this concept of an empty box. And like I said, it looks like a fake product, or it looks like a real product. Much like The Onion, it's written in tongue-in-cheek. Each panel has a new joke explaining the product in action. And then you put the real gift inside. And when you put the real gift inside, you wrap it up, you go to the party, you give it to them. They open it up saying, what is this? Why did you get me a visorganizer, a wallet for your head, or a cheese printer, a printer that actually can put a slice of cheese on it and a picture puts a photo on it. This year we have a squirrel hot tub. That's one of the new boxes because, you know, everybody loves squirrels,
sure.
But why not give your friend a hot tub for the backyard so the squirrels can take some time off, too? We have close to about 70 styles of these boxes now. We come out with new ones every year. And like I said, like The Onion is a social commentary on the news, Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. So we play off a lot of trends. But like we were talking about earlier, it's a theater of the mind. So that's why the squirrel hot tub definitely works.
Oh, that the cover of it is so funny. The cover, the squirrel's kicking back. He's, you know, just chilling in this little backyard hot tub. It's hilarious. I also like the what is the Fire Chief family board game?
Oh, that's a game that you can play with your family, and it's actually you put the fire in the center of the table, and light it, and then everyone has their little extinguisher to put it out, and whoever puts it out first wins. So, of course, for those listening, this is just a joke. It's an empty box. We want to deliver laughs. We back in the day at the Onion, we couldn't keep this thing. So with Eric, we couldn't keep these in stock. And once I saw this, I kind of started to realize, you know, we all grew up with Comedy Central, The Daily Show, The Onion, Family Guy, The Simpsons. We have a great Comedy Central. We have a great regard for comedy. I always have. I had a great education for comedy. Then I kind of started looking into the gift industry and realizing that American Greetings and Hallmark kind of own this industry just because they have such a footprint. And they weren't really connecting with the next generation. So got to think a little bit more. And then I came to realize there's over a half a billion gifting occasions every year in the United States alone. And gifting to me was, it felt so mundane and kind of boring to shop for people and just, you know, I'm obligated to give you this card that's not going to make you laugh, right? So what we sought out to do was develop a 21st century gift company with Pranko, and came out with we're up to over 70 boxes in different styles. It's an entertainment vessel. You put the gift inside and wrap it up and give it to the person, and they become confused and eventually amused. And our job is laughter delivered. So we wake up every day and we just want to make sure that we're delivering more and more laughs around the world.
All right, Ryan, how much are you charging for these empty boxes?
You can get these boxes for $9 on Amazon or Pranko.com. And now more than ever, this world needs a laugh. So we believe like we developed an emotion in a gift-giving situation. So we're quite happy that people are catching on. People love it. But all we want to do is bring more laughter to this world. And for this upcoming holiday, give the gift of laughter.
And again, I go back to your development meetings at Pranko. Are you guys all doing shots or something? I mean, where?
Yeah, there's no windows in our office. Put it that way.
Because I just wonder how you come up with such absurd and hilarious notions.
Yeah. Eric he's the creative director, and you know, again, I've been cutting my teeth on The Onion for 23 years, so our lenses are a little off. So how we look at things, we look at the world through a different lens. And he's a genius. He's able to, you know, he builds these products. The Rotowipe, I don't know if you saw that one, but that's get rid of toilet paper, and it's just a little wheel that comes up on the toilet and spins at 1500 wipes per minute. He builds these things, and then he Photoshops them and takes pictures of them. And again, it's presented as this product is real. Another one that
Ryan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ryan Walther is our guest, one of the co-founders of Pranko. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wouldn't believe me. It's too easy.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities.
We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
K.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always check in if you want to call and or text at 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Thank you very much, Greg Bach. Or if you're watching on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also leave a comment there as well, and we will make sure to see it. We are joined by one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's The Onion, even though it's no longer Wisconsin's The Onion, and one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko, based in Minneapolis, where you can buy prank gift boxes and then actually put the real gift inside. But are people disappointed, Ryan, when they find out that, you know, the family fire department game doesn't actually exist?
It is funny that we do get a lot of I wish this really existed. Bathe and Brew coffee maker, a coffee maker for your shower head, take cream with your conditioner. So that's an example of one. But on the other side too, the Earwax candle kit, that kind of is little repulsive. It's a set where it retracts your ear, takes your ear wax from your head, and then you make candles and forms. And the image on that one on the cover is brilliant, but that certainly stops people in their tracks. But yeah, we get the pet sweep, which is little mops for your dog or your cat, so they can help around the house, keep the house clean. From the inventor, Todd Lawson, who is a germaphobe, but loves pets.
Yep, well, we lost our connection again with Ryan Walther is our guest. He is the co-founder.
He has a line. Yeah, he is. Sorry about that. He has a line of pet products that he's a germaphobe, as I mentioned. And but he loves pets and he wants to have them in the house, but he develops this line to where the pets can help around the house keep things clean. So we have a pranko.com or Amazon, over 70 different styles and stuff for everyone on your list. Put their real gift inside and bring the laughs this holiday season.
I am looking at the earwax candle kit and it is horrifying.
That's so
mission accomplished.
So your co-founder, your co-founder of Pranko actually makes up little prototypes of these and then photographs them and puts them on the box.
Yeah. So that is actually what you see. The earwax is that they use like for sealant in plumbing. Yeah. So it has that color to it. So he bought a bunch of that and just put some rubber gloves on and formed a candle and put some human hair in there and put a wick on top and took a picture and voila, we have earwax candles.
I just saw the donut dispenser.
What's that? What's amen. The donut dispenser?
You look it up. You look it up. I'm not telling you now.
You can see all of these
the
displayed.
Donut holster is a big hit.
Yes.
The donut holster.
The donut holster.
You can see all of these at pranko.com and, as Ryan said, at amazon.com as well.
Did we lose you?
Nope.
Are you there? Nope. I think he's having some glitchy, a few glitchy problems with the live stream.
I mean, I lost you on the live stream there, so unfortunately,
we still
the
got
viewing
you.
Audience. Yeah, viewing audience can't see my face anymore, so that's probably a good thing anyway. Yeah. So,
is there any pressure to expand? I mean, I'm not quite sure how you could expand.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, 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 oh, yeah. We're actually again, we want to develop that. We're getting into infomercials. So soon we'll be dropping the donut holster infomercial, actually, which would be a ton of fun. And we already have a knapsack infomercial, which is basically just a sack you can put over your head and take a nap anytime, anywhere.
The picture of the guy wearing the knapsack looks very not in good condition. Like,
yeah, REM. He was in a very deep sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're going to be making infomercials against all of these boxes. So the experience of gifting can even get better, where you can show the recipient and the people at the party the infomercial while they open the gift. And we're also actually going to take this to the media, really become a media content company and bring the world of Pranko to life. Potentially, maybe doing a parody of a famous show called Shark Tank, where the Prankoverse are the entrepreneurs and inventors and present the sharks like a Spinal Tap for business. How about that?
I love that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's in the works right now, and actually a former Onion writer, Maddie Pop.
Ryan, have we still got you?
So, and in addition to that, too, we have, you know, like gift wrap kit. We have a line of gift bags, which are a ton of fun. Holiday wearables, which are a ton of fun. Obviously, they have jokes on them, and they deliver laughter. So we just want to be that brand for the party. That our brand equity is laughter delivered. So everything that we do, we want to make sure that we give you the keys to the car and you can bring the laughs.
It's gotta be pretty great to work at a place where your whole day is centered around making people laugh and inventing silly things.
Yes, indeed. I get out of bed. It gets you out of bed. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
We don't take things too seriously in this world, but, that's okay. Most people shouldn't.
Well, and you just remind me of that old Saturday Night Live bit, and this is going way back, where it was, I think it was Shimmer. So it's a floor wax, and it's also a dessert topping.
I was a big Bass-O-Matic 76 fan.
That's oh, Bass-O-Matic 76 was also great. Yeah. But echoes
great
of
bass.
That.
Dan Aykroyd.
That's great bass.
That's great bass.
Indeed.
Check it out at pranko.com if you were looking for some levity this holiday season. Doesn't just have to be around the holidays. It can be for birthdays and, I'm sure, anniversaries. Weddings,
oh, every day.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's
every day. Yep. Every day is a Pranko day.
Every day is a Pranko day. Anything you can lift the curtain on? Any new prototypes in the couple of minutes we have left, Ryan?
Well, you can check out a parody of hair extensions. And we have a new box this year, pet tail extensions. So your dog has always wanted a longer tail, right? Now we have brought it for you. So, and it's so long, you can even use it as a leash, and that you can check that one out online as well. But, keep checking back for more. We love the parody. We love the satire. We love making people laugh, and, it's a theater of the mind. And, each and every day that we wake up, we, want to make sure that people are always coming back, wondering what we're going to do next.
That's so awesome, Ryan. Thank you so very much for joining us. It's been so much fun. Ryan Walther is one of the co-founders of Pranko. You can find them at pranko.com. Have a wonderful holiday, Ryan, and we'll get you back on sometime down the road, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Stay with us when we come back. You have veto power over Thanksgiving side dishes. Which one's got to go? That's coming up next on As Goes Wisconsin.
Give it away now.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The ceasefire that went into effect more than a day ago is holding. Some Hamas terror raid hostages have been released. So have some Palestinian women and teens imprisoned by Israel. The BBC's Tom Bateman is in Jerusalem.
Those checks are taking place in the hospitals. The 13 Israeli hostages are being reunited. And on the Palestinian side, the release of 39 Palestinians held in Israeli jails.
Reaction from President Biden.
All these hostages have been through a terrible ordeal. And this is the beginning of a long journey of healing for them.
Derek Chauvin, the ex-Minneapolis policeman serving a federal sentence in the death of George Floyd, has been stabbed at a prison in Arizona. He is now hospitalized in Tucson. It is Small Business Saturday.
For shoppers, supporting small businesses and family-owned and operated businesses than any other sector of retail.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger yet to come. Cyber Monday, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Craigscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Racine County leaders say they're pleased with the deal to sell about 2 square miles of Mount Pleasant's Wisconsin Innovation Park to Microsoft. They tell the Journal Sentinel it will put the business park built for Foxconn on firm financial footing. Microsoft is buying $100 million in land. It would pay enough taxes over the years to cover the cost of the tax district's debt. A Reedsburg man wanted for the death of his pregnant girlfriend is arrested in Missouri. Authorities say they caught Jose Dominguez Garcia in a vehicle with stolen plates early yesterday morning. He'd been on the run since about the same time Rosalie Rodriguez's body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 1E overnight, under cloudy skies, west winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 34. Chance of snow tomorrow night, 27. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night, through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. If you are not-
stuffing, stuffing in my turkey.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can check in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Just a reminder as well, coming up at 11:50, Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is going to be joining us. There is going to be a memorial this afternoon. It is the two-year anniversary of the attack against the Waukesha Parade. So the mayor will be here to explain what's going to happen. There are going to be some road closures a little bit later in downtown Waukesha. Right now, though, we are going to give you veto power. We're just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. You have veto power to veto any Thanksgiving side dish. We just want you to justify it. So what would it be? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What Thanksgiving side dish should be vetoed, and why? Cindy, we're so glad you're calling back. Cindy from Wausau is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. So you texted yesterday, correct?
Yes.
And you have feelings about gravy.
Gravy is the devil's juice. It is the devil's juices, most definitely. Yeah.
Is this applicable to all gravy?
I'm an anti-gravier, I have found. I'm willing to get t-shirts to say that.
The anti-gravy party?
I am. Yes, absolutely. I'm president of that.
So you're not MAGA, Make America Gravy Again?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. So Cindy, the thing is that you're coming really hard in the paint on this one. I have to know, what is the history of why are you so coding phobic?
Where did gravy hurt you, Cindy?
Well, let me lay down here and assume the position so I can talk about it.
Okay. Should I be charging you $250 an hour for this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. I expect the bill in the mail. I grew up with a mother and family members that make gravy that is gray and chunky, flavorless, and gelatinous.
Oh.
Are you English?
I have English heritage, yes.
That speaks a lot about that. Okay. Yeah.
Gray. Gray is bad.
Yeah.
If food should never be gray.
No.
That's never a promising sign.
Gray, bland, and chunky. I don't know. That just.
Oh. So you have a history of gravy trauma.
I do. I am deep seated gravy trauma.
Okay. So
absolutely.
Thank you for opening up and sharing that with us, Cindy. Now this is about. Have you ever been curious about other gravies? Even like going to the store and buying a pre-made gravy that you know that had the right spices, seasons, salts, flavor, the whole nine yards. It's going to be, you know, your family has come nowhere near this gravy. Have you ever been curious on other forms of gravy that might like revive you?
I am gravy curious.
Gravy
this
curious
is
good.
Called progress.
That's a step in the right direction,
all
Cindy.
Right.
We'll get you there.
I have found that I prefer the term enhancing sauce.
I think that's what the baseball players were doing back in the 90s too, to hit those home runs. They were taking enhancing sauce.
We'll go with enhancing sauce, Cindy.
Okay, so Cindy, so here's the deal. So you're doing Thanksgiving this year. Are you cooking? Are you going somewhere? Are you celebrating at all? Has gravy scarred you so hard you don't even recognize turkey-based holidays?
My boyfriend and I are hosting.
Okay.
He has made an enhancing sauce.
Perfect.
Nice.
Perfect.
To show how much I have healed and grown as a enhancing sauce connoisseur now.
Okay.
I have bought him a cat puking gravy boat.
Oh God.
Okay. All right.
To serve it in.
90-degree turn to weird. All right. Cool.
The taste testing has to happen before it is served to get final approval. Of course.
Sure. Right. Sure.
Well, I mean, clearly, other people can have the gravy. You just don't have to have it. Like, if you don't like it, that doesn't mean it goes away. Sorry, enhancement sauce.
Enhancing sauce, absolutely. And to each his own gravy.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I have a question for you, another question. This is fascinating. I don't know about you, Jane, but I am in this. I don't care if anyone else contacts us. I want to just talk to Cindy for the rest of the day. I don't mean to spoil anything, but if you ever go to New York and you get spaghetti or a pasta-based dish, they call their sauces gravy.
Ooh.
Did I just ruin pasta for you?
You might have. That's I'm feeling a little like I need to pull in a little bit today.
They put red enhancing sauce on there. Better?
Well, see, that's when you word it that way, it does open the possibilities up.
You're keeping an open mind, Cindy.
Cindy from Wausau, I just want you to know I feel better just knowing that you're out there listening.
You're keeping an open mind and you're exposing yourself to new things. This is what life's all about, Cindy.
You are my kind of people, Cindy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Would you report back in the...
Come eat with us.
Oh, well then, Wausau, invite your mayor, Katie Rosenberg, and we'll all have ourselves a time.
That'd be a ball. Thank you so much, Cindy. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
You have veto power. Which Thanksgiving side dish should be vetoed? If you feel as strongly as Cindy does, please call in and defend your decision. We have a couple of texts listening in Green Bay on WGBW. I would veto squash. Yuck.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of squash. It's just nothing to me.
It's a butter delivery system.
Yeah, it's just...
Right? Because you use butter and cinnamon?
Yeah, I just say, who cares about it? I'm bored. Jettison squash.
I could go without squash, although, I do love butter.
I mean, luckily you have biscuits, you have potatoes, you can have a lot of things that get that butter... That butter to your face.
From a listener from the listening here on WAUK, sweet potato casserole, the consistency along with the overly sweet taste, blech. I agree with you, and I think the downfall for sweet potato casserole is marshmallows. Marshmallows are useless. Marshmallows are bad couch stuffing that are squishy.
Tell me how you really feel, Jane.
With a slightly sweet taste.
I would say if you're going to go to the length to make a sweet potato casserole, just make a sweet potato pie. Make it simple. There's a sweetness there, some graininess there. It's super delicious. I'd rather have that than a pumpkin pie, but they're not super available. You got to usually make them by yourself.
Right.
But yeah, no sweet potato casserole. That's just weird.
It's just,
in fact, if anything, it's ruining the nutritious enhancements of a sweet potato by shoving it full of sugar and marshmallow and all that stuff. Blech, give me a sweet potato pie any day.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You have veto power over Thanksgiving Day side dishes. Martha from Madison. Good morning, Martha. What's got to go?
Good morning. It would have to be green bean casserole. As you said before, no food should ever be gray, so that gray gravy soup mixture that goes in the green bean casserole, that's a no for me, hard no, and I'm not like Cindy, I'm not open to it.
You're never going back to green bean casserole.
I've never even tried it. It cannot get onto my plate. Like, just the visual of it is so disgusting to me that it can't be on my side of the table.
It joins the family of one of the most odious abominations ever, which is the creamed food stuff with cream corn or cream peas. Green bean casserole is usually got a cream sauce on it.
It's a cream of mushroom soup is what you
no,
use.
No, thank you.
All right, then. Martha, Greg agrees with you. Thank you so much for calling 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 541. When you're in Wisconsin, you have to have cranberry sauce, jellied and whole, but I can do without the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
And I don't mind green bean casserole.
I'll take the cranberries, whether they're hand done or whether it's plopping out of a can.
You have to have the nice natural tin ridges
exactly
around the jelly.
And you got to cut them.
cranberry.
We're getting a lot of texts too. Holy cow, people have got opinions.
Check in 844-967-2789. Rob from Port Edwards, our friend. Good morning, Rob. What has got to go? What are you vetoing at the Thanksgiving table this year?
You realize I'm going to have to go into the witness protection plan for this comment here, but anything cranberry, I've endured for well over 60 years. The cranberry relish, the cranberry jellied stuff out of the can, the stuff mixed with the orange bits, and on and on and on. And I'm in the cranberry capital of the world, and I'll be probably firebombed.
Well, keep it on the down low, Rob. Yeah, no, we won't tell anybody.
Your secret's safe with us, Rob. Just leave your last name, your social security number, and your credit card information. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Last word, right. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
You as well, sir.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Rob. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Mark from the Sack checking in, listening on WMDX in Madison. Gravy, a good gravy is great. Slathered over stuffing, turkey, and mashed potatoes can't be beat. Mm. Made with turkey drippings and giblets is the way to go.
I'm getting hungry now. Getting hungry.
I do. Gravy and stuffing is gravy one of the most wonderful things on the planet.
This year, I'm going to really try to stay away from the appetizers at the house on Thursday because I want to be able to enjoy some Thanksgiving dinner, not just like, you know, I've eaten 2 pounds of hummus.
Right. Yeah. All the cheese and the crackers and all that stuff. And then when it comes to the big stuff, you're full already. Cindy, again, checking in from Wausau. She is going to start a support group for people who have been traumatized by anything gray and gelatinous.
Okay.
There's a need.
There's a need.
There is a need.
With an open mind like Cindy. Cindy, do us a favor, too. After this Thanksgiving, if you could text us next Monday, give us a report back on your enhancing sauce experience.
I like enhancing sauce. Other than that, I don't think there's really any. I mean, again, I'm not a big turkey fan.
I was hoping someone was going to say, like, every year my Aunt Bertha makes
Dupamoosh.
Oh, wow. That just came out of your face
It's a joke from Will Durst.
Oh, Will Durst.
Yes.
Oh, we went to the same high school.
Waukesha native.
Went to the same high school.
He did a whole bit about Aunt Vera's Dupamoosh. And no one could ever identify what it was made out of.
Exactly.
And she brought it every year. And it would sit there and everyone would try to move it around a little bit. So you wouldn't hurt Aunt Vera's feelings.
No one said turkey.
No one has said turkey.
Because I know people who are like, I don't like turkey. I do ham or I do a chicken. Like they'll do like a special kind of like deep fried chicken or that kind of thing. Calvin, what about you? What's a side that just got to go adios?
I in consensus with Martha, green bean casserole gotta go.
Get it out of here.
Man, I like it with the little. Onion crunchy things on top.
More for you.
More
then.
For me.
More for you then.
All right. And finally, from Stevens Point, listening on WFHR, sweet potatoes. That's got my vote.
Blocked and reported. They're delicious.
It's an entirely, there's no wrong answer, Greg.
There is a wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer. Coming up, the mayor of Waukesha, Sean Riley, is going to be joining us. There is a memorial this afternoon. Today is the 2-year anniversary of the attack on the Waukesha Christmas Parade. It's really a really beautiful memorial. So we're going to talk to the mayor about who sculpted that and all the events and how you can take part. If you're here in Waukesha, there are going to be some road closures as well that you're going to want to be aware of. So please stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stuff it in my turkey. Take a Furby. Stuff it in my turkey. A tofurkey. Stuff it in my turkey. A tiny turkey. Stuff it in my turkey. Stuff my turkey all night long. Sing the turkey stuffing song. Take a baguette. Stuff it in my turkey. A chia pet. Stuff it in my turkey. Floppy diskette. Stuff it in my turkey. A clarinet. Stuff it in my turkey. Stuff my turkey all night long. Stuff it in my turkey. Some now and later. Stuff it in my turkey. A shake a waiter. Stuff it in my turkey. A shake a waiter. Stuff it in my turkey. Stuff my turkey all night long. Sing the turkey stuffing song. Stuff a blender in suspenders in a water legal tender. In the hole inside your poultry. It's a magic you will render.
When you stick it in a chicken with the duck inside the oven. Then my friend is to run this.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are listening in Amory on WLAK or on the Eagle in La Crosse on WLCX, thank you so much for being with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can always check in if you want to call or text at 844-967-2789. Somber moment. And I'm really grateful that you were able to join us. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is on the phone with us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And I really appreciate you making time for this. I know you've got a really busy day today. Today, tragically, is the 2-year anniversary of the attack on the Waukesha Parade. So tell us about today's memorial. What's going to happen, Mayor Riley, and how can people get involved?
Sure. So at 4:39, which is the time that the tragedy started, I guess. We're going to be right down at the Five Points to dedicate our first memorial right on Main Street. We're expecting quite a few people, many of the people who were impacted by the parade tragedy, but also just the public who supports and is trying to help people heal. So there'll be a program. I'm expecting it to be about a half an hour. We'll have Sherry Sparks and Taylor Coolidge are going to be speaking. They both lost people in the parade tragedy. I'll be speaking, and police and fire chief. So it's for me, it's a somber time. But I think it's very necessary to help people heal. And that's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting there to be grief, but also healing.
I know, Mayor Riley, that Healing Hearts and the United for Waukesha Resiliency Center are also going to be there. And I would imagine that that's been a great resource for people over the last couple of years, Healing Hearts especially.
Definitely. There's no question. So, you know, one of the things I've learned through all this is mental health is very, very important for people. When you go through a trauma like this, and it's not just the people who lost a family member, it's the people who witnessed it. It was the people who are injured too. You know, if you think you're having a problem, get the help. And through the Healing Hearts and Waukesha Resiliency Center, you can get that help for free. So if you think you're having any type of issues, if you're not sleeping, if you have a lot of grief, contact them. They'll be down there, and you can set up like a a meeting in the future with him, too.
Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is joining us, talking about today's memorial that will be happening at 4:39 p.m. at the Five Points intersection in downtown Waukesha. Let's talk a little bit about this memorial, Mayor, because it's, I think it's just beautiful.
It is. It is. I don't know if you've seen, there's going to be an inscription on it, too, which I think really says a lot also.
I have
our parade memorial. Yeah, our Parade Memorial Commission has worked really hard on making these memorials really something that speaks to the community. I do have the inscription in front of me if you want.
Absolutely, please.
Sure. Like a ribbon woven, we are stronger together. One ribbon representing the victims, one ribbon representing all that were affected. Looking through an open heart upon the city, a symbol of healing and strength. In tragedy, our community unites, dedicated to those who lost their lives, were injured, and all who were touched by the tragedy at the Waukesha Christmas Parade.
That's so beautiful. It really is. And in conjunction with this beautiful memorial that's in the shape of a heart that you can see through, and it's got the two ribbons on either side, it's really, really lovely. And I just applaud you, Mayor Riley, and all the residents of Waukesha and all the organizations and businesses that came together after this happened. It really has been impressive to see the community and surrounding communities come together.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question the support that the Waukesha community has received from right around here, but even throughout the state, throughout the nation, and throughout the world is truly amazing. I do want to say that the Waukesha Parade Memorial Commission was people who were deeply impacted by it. Those were the members. There was two elected officials, two alder people on that commission, but it was very purposeful to have the commission create the memorials, decide what was on there. So it's very organic. It wasn't like the city government deciding what was going to be done.
Yeah, right.
It was the people who were really impacted.
Well,
so
it's
I like that.
Yeah, definitely. That's just wonderful. Well, I hope it is a wonderfully healing ceremony this afternoon at 4:39, Five Corners in downtown Waukesha. Mayor Riley, there are going to be some road closures starting a little bit later on. Is that correct?
Yeah, you won't be able to drive through the Five Points. I don't know when it starts. It may be on our website. I probably should have looked into that.
No worries.
I would say about an hour before, you will not be able to drive through the Five Points, but there are parking ramps, two of them downtown. So if you can't find parking, there should be parking in both of the ramps. The one is across the river near City Hall. It's about a four block walk. And then there's also one right off of Wisconsin Avenue. And you can get into it through Main Street, but also through Wisconsin Avenue. And that has a lot of spots too. So if you're worried about parking, either one of those should work.
Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley, thank you so very much for taking time out for us, Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Stay with us. Coming up next, we have the news at noon, followed up by the Todd Albaugh Show. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you to all of you who listened and called and texted in today. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow morning starting at 10 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're We're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the